Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for this podcast. Now, today, please share, subscribe, like, do all that stuff. Get that over and done with so we know we're right and we can really get stuck into this interview. Now, today we've got Kimberly, we call her Kim. On her name, it's got Kimberly, so it throws me a little bit. But her name we have is Kim and her website is Kim, and I'll go through that later. But what we're really talking about now Kim is a life coach. Now, we have lots and lots of life coaches on the show, which is really good because we get an understanding of many, many different ways of how life coaches work. But Kim's tool of choice, and we all have a tool of choice, you know, mine are flowers, but Kim's tool of choice is crystals. Now, crystals are very, very close to my heart, and that's why I'm excited to have her on the show. I used to use a lot when I had in my natural therapies clinic, I would use crystal elixirs that I made myself. Now, that was, it's hard to tell you, but probably 20 to 25 years ago, before internet was on, I understood what it was. So a lot of that information for me was downloaded, and I just started to create these crystal elixirs. Now, I had such a good response with them. It really made me go deeper into crystals. I had such an amazing response from my clients. They would come back and get more. So I know the power behind crystals. I know the power to have them in your home, have them near you, have them around your area. But what a lot of people don't understand is how important it is to have them in particular spaces or places for particular reasons. And this is where we're going to go right deep down with Kim. We're going to get a really good understanding of just where to put them and what to do with them and how that vibrational energy works. But sorry, I've talked too long already because Kim's going to explain all that to you. So I'm going to introduce you to Kim. Welcome into the podcast, Kim.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Look, this is going to be really cool because I haven't worked with crystals for a long, long time. I still have them. I've got them everywhere, but I haven't actually worked with them. And when you're working with them, you really get to understand the different ones and what to use. And I think with anything, when you're using it all the time, you can hit onto it straight away. Somebody would ask me now, what would you use rose quartz for? And I'd have to go and look it up because I'm just not as savvy with them anymore. But you are, and that's why we're going to really rack your brains.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, cool. But first of all, I want to know a little bit more about you and your background and how you got to where you are today.
Yes. So I used to be a kindergarten teacher, and I left teaching because I was burnt out, and that was devastating. I thought I would teach until I was 90 and they'd force me to retire, or that, you know, because I was either going to die in front of the kids or I was going to break a hip or something. And when that didn't happen, I was devastated. So I started having really unhealthy thoughts and decided I probably should go talk to someone about the thoughts that I was having. And that therapy journey was the exact opposite of what I thought it was going to be. And so a lot of childhood trauma was dredged up, codependency, anxiety, childhood emotional neglect. And that was really more than I could handle. I was completely blindsided by all of that. And so I ended up feeling more miserable and defeated and hopeless than when I started therapy. And in the meantime, I started really exploring holistic things. And I kind of fell into them in a very weird way. I went to a mind, body, spirit fest thinking that I was going to learn about yoga and meditation because I had just started dipping my toe into those practices. And this is back in 2015. And so I show up at this festival with my yoga mat and I walk through the door and I was like, oh, this is not about yoga and meditation, because there were aura photos and crystals and past life regression sessions that you could do, and oracle card readings, tarot readings, you name it, it was there. John of God, crystal healing, but all these things that I knew nothing about. And that was actually how I started learning more about Reiki and holistic modalities, was because of this festival that I went to thinking that was something else. And started feeling the effects of Reiki and crystal energy. And it was actually lifting the weight more than therapy was. So I knew that there was something to it. And that's really how the journey began.
Wow. That just blows me away, because, you know, you so many times you hear about, oh, you're having issues, go and see a therapist. And for you to just turn around and say, well, it actually took me further down the track than it did actually helping you. I really resonate with that. I remember going to a therapist probably, it was a few years ago, and she was a lot younger than me, and she sort of just basically read from the book, you know, like it was just all theory, it was just from the book. And yeah. I walked away thinking, all you're doing is just stirring up this big mud puddle, but you haven't got a filter to help me clean it up. There was no tools, nothing to help me. So I really resonate with that. And you were in that, especially being in that spot where you think you're doing all the right things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel like you're going backwards.
Yes.
But obviously you followed your intuition and you headed off to this festival and discovered other things, right?
Yeah.
So where did you go from there?
So and with the therapist, she just wanted to medicate me. And so I knew that I didn't need that, where I wasn't willing to do that because I already looked at myself as a failure. So needing medication would have been the ultimate fail. So these strategies that I found, you know, Reiki, crystals, those were the things that I felt like, okay, I can do this because this doesn't make me a failure in any way, because it's not something that I have to rely on. I can choose to do it, where I felt like medication, you have to take it every day in order for it to work. These things I could use when I felt like I needed them. And so I bought a crystal bracelet, which is now tucked up away in a jewelry box. I haven't worn it in years because I've added other crystals to the collection. But I bought this bracelet and I wore it all the time. And it was just the energy from that bracelet was just amazing. And so so that was really how the obsession with crystals started, was one bracelet, which led to another, which led to the lots of little crystals that I could carry with me. Because then I went to actually a crystal workshop and I learned about them, how you charge them, cleanse them, all the ways that you can use them, how you can wear them in jewelry or your pocket or carry them in your purse or keep them next to you or have them in your home. And so that was really where the obsession actually started to snowball out of control. And then it was like, at some points I had like six crystals in my pocket at one time.
Oh, I so relate to that. I so relate to that.
And then I forget that they're in there. And at the end of the day, you know, you take your pants off to throw them in the hamper. And then all these crystals are falling out of your pockets. It's like clink, clink, clink all over the floor.
Oh, I so resonate with that. I used to, I still do sometimes when I'm feeling a little bit, you know, I wear a rose quartz and I put it in my bra in the left-hand side. And you forget about it. You take your bra off and there goes the crystal.
Yeah. And so my husband will say, oh, it's a bra crystal kind of day, not a pocket crystal kind of day. And I'm like, yep, that's right.
And that's following your intuition, isn't it? Knowing where to go. But we won't get there yet. I wanted to say, so you've got this understanding. Now, one of the big things that resonated with me when you said that was the fact that when you're buying crystals or when you're getting things like that or when you're learning things like that, you have full control over you. When you're going to a therapist, it feels like they've got the control. Or when you're taking medication, it's got the control.
Yes.
And that's why I think we get caught into, not caught into them, that's why we enjoy them. Mm-hmm. That's why I went into the crystals. It was like, no, I don't care whether people think I'm crazy or not. It's one small step for me.
Yes.
And if I look at that crystal and that resonates with me for a particular reason, then it's working. Mm-hmm. If I put a pink rose quartz in my bra, because I feel like I need a little bit of love or a bit of heart support, then if that's how I'm thinking, that's what I'm going to get. And I that's where I really understand where you're coming from. And I did exactly the same. You bought one. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, there's another one. Let's buy that one the next week. Oh, there's another one. I know I go to the shop sometimes and I sort of think, I just feel like buying a crystal. I don't know why. And yeah. You just go, you can afford them too. They're affordable. They're easy to access. And you don't have to take a bank loan out for them unless you want a big one.
But, yeah, well, because the big ones can be quite pricey.
Oh, yeah, quite. Okay, so we've gone to the stage, and I can understand now that you're really starting to work on yourself with the tools that you've got. So what happened from there then?
Well, I eventually stopped going to the therapist because it was just a continued push of medication. And in her mind, she was giving me these tools and these strategies. And she was almost getting irritated with me that I felt like I didn't have any tools and strategies from her. And so it got to the point where she basically gave me an ultimatum, and she was like, if you continue on this path, then I'm going to find someone else that can help you because I'm a social worker and I'm a problem solver. And basically, like, you're being a pain to me now. So off with you. And so I was just like, fine. Like, I can do, like, good. Good riddance, because I'm tired of coming to you and tired of you being passive aggressive with me. So then I really went really deep into Reiki and crystals. I went for my Reiki attunements and started doing Reiki on myself. And it was that moving of that energy in support of having the crystal energy was where I really started to feel light, and I felt less weighted down. And I was actually releasing all of these things that I had been holding on to that I didn't even know I was holding on to, past energies that were stuck within my energetic, you know, being, that were still continuing to show up on a regular basis that I didn't even have any awareness of. And so gaining that awareness of the, you know, balancing my root chakra, like, okay, because of the childhood emotional neglect, I didn't feel safe subconsciously, even though, like, in my adult life, I did feel safe. Yeah. But really tapping into that and then getting hematite, which is a good grounding stone, and helping to really ground into my root chakra and starting to do chakra meditations to balance my root chakra. So it was like really a progression of sort of just diving into all things. I always say all things woo. So it was like Reiki, crystals, chakras, carrying the crystals to support the chakra that I was really focused on in that time frame, in that moment, and really feeling the effects of it and not always even understanding why or how it worked, but just knowing that it was working. And so that was enough for me to be like, okay, yes, this is amazing, and I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah. That's how I felt too. It's like you just have a go. Like it felt right. I don't know. Yeah. And that's where we're tapping into our intuition. It's like, well, it feels right. So if it feels right, I'm going to keep doing it. But one of the things that I did notice, and I just wanted to bring it forward now, is the fact that when we start looking at crystals or anything like that, I know when I looked at the crystals, it was like, oh my God, I need the whole lot of them. Everything is wrong with me.
Yes.
And it can get a little bit overwhelming. So, yes. You know, what would you suggest, like, if somebody's going up to crystals? I know we're going to go into them a little bit deeper, but if they're just starting out on it, how do they pick where they would go and what they would do with a crystal, you know, to start with?
Yeah. So the easiest place to start with is just go with the crystal that you're visually drawn to. Because that is an energetic connection in itself. And that's typically how I shop for crystals still. So when I go into a crystal shop, I just walk around and I take it all in, and any crystal that I'm visually drawn to, I stop and then I pick it up and then I hold it and I see if there's a connection there. Cause you'll feel, the energy vibrating from the crystals if there's a strong connection. Now, sometimes not so much. So in a recent crystal workshop I had, one of the gals that was there, she didn't feel anything in her hand. She didn't feel the vibration. So she just solely picked the crystal that she was visually drawn to. And she just loved the colors of it. And so, so that's what she went with. And that's, you know, I believe that's the crystal that she needed in that moment, because there was a connection there. So I always just start with, what am I visually drawn to? Sometimes the other really great thing about crystal shops is that they'll have the crystals labeled with what they're good for. So like one card that I can grab quickly and easily from my shelf of crystals is like this card, Smoky Quartz. So Smoky Quartz is just an amazing crystal, and this is the raw form of it. So, raw form. So this is what it looks like when it's plucked out of wherever it's mined from. But you can also look at the card. So this is a grounding stone. So clearing out negative energy, protecting from negative energy, relieving pain, stress. So this is a really great one to start with. And so, but you can always just look at the cards too, if you're feeling like even visually overwhelming, because crystal shops have hundreds of crystals all around. So even visually can be overwhelming for a starting point too. So if you go there saying, oh, you know what, I, in a Reiki session or an intuitive reading with Susan, it came up that, I'm feeling like I can't use my voice and I need to speak up more. You know, blue is the throat chakra. So any blue stones are great. So this is kyanite and it's a beautiful blue stone. So that's the other way to do it. You can go and look for a stone that's going to help with using your voice. You're going to look for a stone that's great for communication, and just looking at the cards that are displayed with the crystals and the containers that they have in the shops.
Yeah. Okay. That's a really good idea. So if they go in, before they go in, have an understanding of either what they want to be focusing on, or just sort of go like me, just go in and sort of see what attracts your attention for the day. And then again, pick it up and see if you've got the vibration in it. I know when I first went in, I read the cards, like you say, with Smoky Quartz, what it's good for and everything else. Yeah. And that's when I went, okay, well, I need that, and basically the whole shop.
I still do it. I fill in and I'm like, yes, one of each, please.
Yeah. This bit's not working so well. Need a bit of that. This bit's not. But I also get too, like you're talking about your throat chakra and the blue stones, when that resonates with the throat chakra. But I know how many blue stones there are, and you sort of go, oh, which one is it?
Yeah.
So, you know, just follow your gut. And nothing you choose is wrong.
Right.
Is it?
No,
nothing is wrong.
Yeah. That's also the beauty of it. And so here's a little trick that you can do. And this is how I, the bracelet that I mentioned, I bought the bracelet at the festival for the very first time. It was my first crystal bracelet. I couldn't decide. I wanted three of them and they were $75 a piece. And I was like, okay, I need to use some self-control here. So the gal who was selling the bracelet, she had me close my eyes and she mixed up the three bracelets on the counter, on the table. So I didn't know which order they were in. And she had me with my eyes closed, rub my hands together like this. And then keeping my eyes closed, she had me hover them over each bracelet and she guided my hand so I could get over them. And I could feel the energy vibrating off of them. And so I picked the one that had the strongest vibration. And ironically enough, it was the first bracelet that I picked up. So that's also a way that you can do it. If there are three blue stones and you can't quite decide which one you want, you can, if you're shopping with a friend, or you can even have the clerk at the crystal shop mix them up for you with your eyes closed and then rub your hands together and see which one vibrates the most with your eyes closed. So that can be a trick that you can use if you're having trouble making a decision. You don't want three blue stones.
Yes, I love that. And then once you pick that one, then read the card and see what it's addressing in that sort of situation. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So you talked about the little bit of vibration. We talked about how we can choose our crystals. Mm-hmm. You've talked a little bit about the vibration. Is there anything else more to that? Is there something that I know it's an energy vibration, and I don't really know what the question is, but I'm just trying to get people to have an understanding of how that crystal is vibrating or how it's healing, how it's helping.
Yeah. So when you are working with crystals, so you have to cleanse your crystal and you have to charge it, because they're like sponges. They're like humans. So they absorb all of the energy that's around them, be it negative energy or positive energy. And so they also get depleted just like us. You know, we have to recharge at the end of the day with a good night's rest. Crystals have to charge too. And so that's the important piece. But when you're activating the crystal for what you're using it for, when you're setting the intention, that's really where you're giving that energetic boost to the crystal. So it's really going to take in the energy of your intention, the strength of the intention that you feel, the belief that you feel in that intention, and it's going to give that energy back to you because it's already the way that it's formed in the earth. It has that energetic vibration. So like rose quartz is great for self-love. Sunstone is orange. So it's great for your sacral chakra. So each crystal has its own energetic vibration, just like we all have our own individual personalities. And so when you set the intention for the crystal, before you put it in your pocket or your bra, or you put your, you know, crystal bracelet on, you set the intention for it. And that helps to boost and elevate the energetic vibration that it has.
Ah, I love that. And you explained it so well. That's really cool. Yeah, I like that. I know some people sort of go off on different tangents, but that was really easy to understand. So it's actually what we, the intention we're putting in, and because of its energy vibration, it's going to bring that back to us, which is really cool. And I don't want to go any deeper with that, because if people want to, I better put this up as a banner. If people do want to get a lot more understanding, you actually have workshops. You have virtual workshops as well.
Yes, I do.
And that's on Kim's website, which is kimkeane.com. Now, I will spell Keane. It's K-E-A-N-E. So Kim, K-I-M, Keane, K-E-A-N-E.com. And I don't need to spell com because you know how to spell that. So that's running down on the ticker tape for those who are watching the video. But for those who are listening, yeah, make sure you jump on there. So Kim's got some workshops there available for that. So we're not going to talk too much. You've talked about the intention. You've got to put some sort of an intention in it.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to go any deeper than that because I can get that on your workshop.
Yes.
But you also talk about cleansing, and there was something else you said.
Charging.
Okay. Yes. There you go. So the intention isn't charging.
Yes. So you charge them. So there are many different ways that you can charge crystals. You can use sunlight. You can use moonlight. You can visualize a white light surrounding your crystal. So there are many different ways that you can charge a crystal, just like there are many different ways that you can cleanse a crystal. And that's one of the things. Well, those are two of the aspects of the workshop that I offer. Is it's really a deep dive into all the ways that you can cleanse your crystals, all the ways that you can charge them, and why it's super important, and where you, it's how to know if you're buying a real crystal or a fake crystal, determining if a source is a reputable place to buy them. So there can feel like a lot when you're going to purchase a crystal, especially if it's a new experience for you. So my mom is just starting to dip her toe into the world of crystals, and she's like, I need you to come with me because I don't know what to do. So my mom actually took my crystal workshop because she is in Arizona for 9 months of the year. And so she wants to be able to go to Sedona when she's in Arizona and visit the crystal shops and buy things on her own when I can't be there with her.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And yet, like you said, the different things in it. Can I just get an understanding of the difference between, and I mean, I know there's the words, but the difference between intention, charging, and cleansing? Like what? Yeah, I'm just... Because some of the things you've said, I thought that was cleansing. I didn't think that was charging. So if I can just get an understanding of the different, not how to, but the different ones.
Yes. So cleansing your crystal is where you're removing any negative energy from the crystal. So just like at the end of the day, you know, we take a shower because we've got all the daily gunk of the world, you know, pollution on our skin and things like that. So it's the same thing with a crystal. They absorb negative energy, and that needs to be cleared out so that they can vibrate at their highest frequency. So that's why you cleanse the crystal. Then you have to charge the crystal because just like us, their energy runs low. Just like our cell phone battery dies after we've been using it for a long time. Same thing with crystals. When they've been used for a long period of time, or you're using it for like excessively. So like that first bracelet I had, I wore it all the time, every single day, 12 hours a day. That poor crystal bracelet was so overworked. Recharged. So it, when you charge the crystal, it just helps bring back that energetic frequency to its highest level, so that you're getting the full vibe of the crystal. And the intention is you're just telling the crystal what you're hoping for by through your connection with it. So this is a flower agate necklace, and I always wear this necklace when I'm working on my business, whether it's creating a new course or creating a new program for my coaching clients, or working on content for social media. This is the necklace that I wear because this is a really great for entrepreneurial support. So when I put this necklace on, I hold it and I say, I activate this necklace, this flower agate crystal, to help with the abundance of ideas for this course, the abundance of content to support the marketing of this course. And so I really tell the crystal what I want from it and the support that I need, so that we can energetically connect.
Oh, I love that. That is so cool. And getting that understanding now, that makes a lot more sense. I wasn't aware of the different types of it. And again, I did crystals before internet was on. So I had no, you can only get the information out of books or what you were sharing with people around you. Yeah. So that's really, really interesting. All right. So we've got that understanding. We know now how to pick or choose or purchase our crystal. We know that we need to keep it cleansed. We know we need to keep it charged, and we know we need to put the intention into it. Mm-hmm. What I liked about that and what you discussed in that is that I, again, wasn't aware that, I mean, I put my crystal on just like you did when I first started and wore it to death, basically. Uh-huh. But what you're saying in charging them and cleansing them, it almost sounds like we have crystals or we use them like you did with your flower agate for your entrepreneurial side of it. We use them for particular reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, I've always thought you get a crystal and you chuck it, you know, your smoky quartz goes in front of your computer so you don't get all the bad stuff from the computer. And I thought you just left it there and it stayed there. But what you're saying, or what it appears to be that you're saying, is you're actually using them and not using them, or using them and resting them, or using them when you need them to get the full strength out of them. And yeah. then allowing them to rest or recuperate or cleanse mm-hmm. or recharge.
Yeah.
And I really love that idea. So what I want to know now, and I'm sure the listeners want to know, we want to know a little bit more about some of the crystals that we can actually use to help us. So you've just given us flower agate
yes.
for entrepreneur, and I've never heard of that before. So yeah. that is one I'm going to be looking at when I go into the crystal shop next. But can you, like, we're talking about, say, painful experiences or releasing the past wounds and things like that. What yeah. are some of the things that we can do? And the other thing I want to know, Kim, not just the ones we can use, but how we can best use them and then rest them, that sort of thing.
Yes. So this is Chrysocolla. This is a great crystal if you are really working to heal your heart space. This crystal is about self-love. It's about opening your heart. It's a really, this was a crystal that I was obsessed with when I first started using crystals, to the point where I actually bought two and didn't know. I forgot that I had this one. And then I bought another one that was actually in raw form. And so now when I go and I'm still drawn to Chrysocolla, I have to say, no, Kim, you already have two. Two is enough. Find something else. Find a crystal in your collection. Find one for your collection that you don't have. But this, honestly, I just carried it in my pocket when I needed it, because it was great. So if I was feeling unsettled or was feeling like really down and sad or really closing myself off, especially when I was in the thick of my healing journey, closing myself off to my husband, my kids, the people that I love the most, and even closing off to myself, I could put my hand in my pocket and just hold this. And that was the reminder, you know, what the crystal had to offer for me and how it was supporting me. But it was also like that mental check-in with myself to be like, hold on, Kim, you're following, like you're tapping into that old outdated pattern, time to snap out of it. tap into the pattern that, you know, the new empowered pattern that you have. So, so this one I carried in my pocket a lot.
What's the name of it again, Chris? Kim, sorry.
It's Chrysocolla.
Chrysocolla.
So yeah, it's Chrysocolla.
Okay, cool. Chrysocolla. Okay.
Yeah. So
and that was for that. That's for the heart. So if you're feeling down, feeling a bit upset, so you would carry that in. You were carrying that one in your pocket because of the type. Of it was a solid. For people that can't see, it was a solid like pebble size. Crystal. And you would hold that in your pocket. And if you were starting to feel a little bit emotional or feel a little bit down, pop your hand in your pocket, feel it, and you're just connecting with it again.
Yes.
And how long would you use that for if you're feeling that way?
So I think is really an individual choice. So it's like when you feel, so I could carry this for a day and then be like, okay, I'm good now. I can put it up on the shelf and let it rest and cleanse it and charge it and all those good things. But there's a hematite. I had a hematite bracelet and I wore that all the time. And I had a really hard time letting go of that one. I wore it, I think, sometimes more out of habit than actually needing it. And it's funny because the universe took it from me and was like, okay, you're all done with the hematite bracelet. And I was devastated. I was at the mall shopping with my children for back to school stuff. And we were just getting ready to leave. And I just happened to look down at my wrist and I noticed my bracelet was gone. It had fallen off. I didn't even know. I didn't know how that was possible because it was clasped on tightly. And I went back through the mall and retraced my steps and it was nowhere to be seen. It literally vanished into thin air.
Wow. So that was saying you just didn't need it anymore. Yes. So what was hematite for?
So hematite is very much a grounding stone. It works very much in the same way as like onyx. I'm drawing a blank on the shugtite. So it's a black stone. And it also works the same way as tourmaline. So it's a grounding stone. It works very similarly to smoky quartz. It's a protection stone. It helps clear out negative energy. And for me, it was really helpful in making sure that I didn't feel like I was going to come unhinged at any moment.
I was just about to ask how would you be feeling to actually want to have that one on you?
Yeah.
So when you're feeling a little bit unhinged, you don't feel like you're grounded. Things are going a little bit crazy and you're not sure where.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps with your focus, doesn't it? Because it brings you back and sort of go, no, you don't need to focus on everything. Just one thing at a time. Yeah.
Yes. And so, and when I had that feeling of being unhinged and like, you know, I was just going to lose my mind. That was when I would start lashing out and I was completely, it was like angry, aggressive, short fused temper, just lashing out like a mad woman. To everyone and anything. And so that was where I really needed to channel in on that hematite so that I could really work on not doing that because that wasn't enjoyable for anyone to be around. And then I would have this immense amount of guilt afterwards for acting like a crazed lunatic and not giving myself the space to breathe before responding or reacting.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a couple of things that we can do that we have on our body. Another one I do want to bring forward too, because this one really surprised me. I've seen a lot of babies with the crystals around their neck. And I remember when I first saw it and I went, that's not safe. You're not supposed to have things around babies' necks.
Yes.
But I was reassured and I saw a lot more of them. And that was when I went, well, what is it for and why are they doing that? And, I was a little bit blown away. So you're aware of that then?
Yes.
Tell us about that?
Yeah, so that was a trend after my children were past that stage in life.
Yes.
And so I started seeing it and same thing like you, Susan, I was like, that is so dangerous. The baby's going to like lose. It's going to be suffocated to death because this necklace is going to choke it. But it actually helps with teething because I had to ask someone, I was like, what is the, like, what's it for? I have to know. And it actually helps with teething.
What stone is it though? What is the actual, what is it made of?
I think it's amber.
Oh, amber. Okay.
So.
Which is a softer stone, yeah.
Yes. So, and they don't chew it or anything. They just wear it for the energetic vibration of the pain relief from the teething.
Yeah. Oh, so it's for pain relief. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So in adult, and you could probably use it for other things then with the amber. The amber's amber's lovely. It's not actually a crystal, is it? It's the amber is from the tree sap.
Yeah.
Ah, right. So there you go. And so obviously it's becoming more and more popular to use crystals and go that way.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to look now at a little bit more about not just wearing them, because when you first came on, you did tell us that you, or you did tell me, sorry, that you actually have them in your garden. Yes. And I know that I've got them in the house too.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of doing this? Like in the title, I've got this ever-changing world. And I think where I'm going with this question is the fact that the world's ever changing and we are ever changing and things are always moving. And yet my crystal's still sitting up there. Should I be changing it? Should I be moving it? Should I take it for a walk occasionally? Yeah. What are we looking at to help our environment with the crystals?
Yes. So I just moved to my house that I'm in now, and it's a 300-year-old farmhouse. And so when we were preparing to sell my Maryland house, I had a friend come and do a blessing on the house, and we put crystals around the house to help foster the loving energy so that the house would sell faster. And so we put tourmaline and carnelian on the four corners of the property. And then we put a piece of selenite in front of the back door and the front door, so aligned with them. So this is selenite. This is selenite is amazing. It's a crystal that never needs to be cleansed or charged. You also can't get it wet. And so this is an amazing crystal to have in your house. So I actually have selenite slivers, and I have them over all of my windows, window frames and door frames, just because it keeps the negative energy clearing out, because when we go out into the world, we encounter people who could be rude, who are having a bad day, road rage, being miserable at the line at the store, or kids are grumpy coming home from school. And so the selenite above the window frames and the door frames, it really just helps to keep all of the energy clearing out, moving out, so nothing negative is stagnant in the house, because that we're like sponges. So we don't want that negative energy to absorb into us, because then that factors into our relationships with our partners, with our children, with our animals, just with our home environment in general. And so now at this house, I also have carnelian and tourmaline out on the four corners of the property, and selenite in front of the doors too, just to promote that. Carnelian is root chakra, so it's a safety stone. And then the tourmaline is a balancing stone to protect from negative energy. And so my kids think it's nuts. They're like, really, we have crystals in the yard? This is weird. But I'm like, you'll appreciate it someday, girls. But you can also put crystals in your garden to help your plants grow. If you have vegetables growing in your yard, you can put them in there too, because the energy seeps through. And just a short story. My husband, when we bought this house, was excited, but then when we got in, he was like, oh my God, what do we do? It's a money pit, because it needs an exorbitant amount of work. And so he was cleaning the window one day and opened it, and there were crystals in the windowsill. And so I laughed. I was like, see, the crystals drew me in. It was the crystals who led me to this house. And he was like, well, the crystals are not allowed to lead you anyplace else.
Keep them there.
He was like, no more crystal divine intervention for you. We just bought a money pit.
Oh, that's good. And the thing is with the selenite, is that how I pronounce it? Selenite?
Yeah.
They're not an expensive crystal. No. They're nice. So you can buy all the slivers without any worries. You could put them on your windowsill. No one would know they're there, or your door frames. No one would even know that they're there.
Yeah.
That's a lovely idea. I really like that. So that's almost like feng shui, isn't it? We're feng shuiing almost.
Yeah. And that's really how we, keep ourselves aligned and energetically balanced in this ever-changing world, is that we tap into what we need. We tap into what we're feeling, what we're thinking, what we're experiencing. And, you know, we have the choice of how we move forward with those feelings, those thoughts, those beliefs. And sometimes we need a little extra support if we're stuck in a place that isn't the most serving. And so that's where, you know, using the crystals to support you in that is really cost effective. And it's a beautiful experience because the crystals are beautiful to look at and they make your home look beautiful. If you have them out on coffee table or on your desk, you know, like Susan said, smoky quartz is good to have near your computer. It's just another way for you to really connect spiritually with yourself, but also with the universe as a whole and Mother Nature.
Okay. And the ones that we do have out in the environment, like in our house, do we still need to cleanse and put the intention in and recharge them? Or because they're sitting there, do they do that automatically? Like, or do I have to go and clone them?
Yeah. So if they're
asking for a friend, sorry.
Yes, yeah, totally for a friend. So Susan, you tell your friend that if they're not getting a lot of use, you don't have to do it all the time. So my rule of thumb is I just give all my crystals a cleanse and a charge when the full moon comes.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And so that way it's just automatic. If I'm using a crystal a lot, then I will give it a little extra cleanse and charge. But for the most part, I just do it once a month because unless it's being used in a healing session, then I'll do it more frequently. But for my own personal use, once a month is good enough. Unless you're my poor bracelet where you're using it every single day, then you got to do it more frequently.
Yeah. And I get that because when you're wearing them, funnily enough, and even like I said, when I'm putting it in my bra or doing anything like that, you're more aware of it. So you will cleanse it and you will recharge it. But when you've got them just outside or, you know, like on the coffee table, I don't think about it. And then all of a sudden the full moon is like, oh, quick, get the crystals out.
Yes.
And right through all the house, grab all the crystals,
yes,
put them out in the full moon. I don't know, I just love putting them out in the full moon too. It gives me an excuse to be out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I do want to just touch on that aspect that you do have the crystal workshops. Can you just run through, you did talk about a little bit, but how they can connect with you and get onto the crystal workshops? Because they're virtual, aren't they?
What did you say, Susan?
They're virtual, aren't they?
Yes, so I do offer them virtually, and then I do offer them in person. The goal was to have them in the barn, but I'm having a hard time getting the bats out of the barn. So the event space in the barn is kind of on pause right now, so I'm holding them in my house. But virtually is like the primary way I offer them. And it's really just for the person who, like I was when I went to that festival, it's like, oh, this crystal is beautiful, this bracelet, I love it, but I really have no idea what I'm doing. But I know this is something I want to use more and actually do it the quote unquote right way. And so this is really the like crystals 101 for the person who is really wanting to really dive deeper into crystals and really tapping into the properties that they have and doing it with confidence and feeling like you can trust yourself to pick the right crystal, take care of your crystals, and know how to set the intention and like really believe deeply that the crystal is going to help you in your journey.
Yeah, because when you're focusing on something like that, it does because you're actually, it's top of mind. So you are naturally going to be healing from it because you've taken that action. You've taken a step towards it. So that's really cool. And again, we can get that on the website, which is kimkeane.com, kimkeane.com. So you'll see all the workshops in there. I've jumped on that just before we came on here. Now, the other thing I did want to just touch base with, because you are a life coach and the crystals are one of your go-to tools, which is like the flowers are my go-to tools. Mm-hmm. Can you just give us a quick rundown on your life coaching? How you work with that? How that goes? Yeah. How you do it?
So I work with clients virtually and in person. And so really what I do is a four-step process. So it's eight sessions of actual coaching and then four sessions of holistic work. So Reiki and or crystal grid healing. And so when I do the Reiki, I can do it virtually and send Reiki. So I've sent Reiki all the way from Pennsylvania to Germany and also to the other side of the United States. So Reiki doesn't have any boundaries, the energy. It can go worldwide. And same with crystal energy. So when I do work with clients with crystal energy, I use an Antakarana to bolster and boost the properties of the crystals. So it goes, can go distance. So those are four sessions of the holistic work, and then eight sessions of the coaching, where we go through a four-step process that takes us from like gathering, I call them the puzzle pieces of childhood, adult life, work, friends, all of those different aspects of what makes us who we are, and rearranging those puzzle pieces so that you can let go of all the outdated limiting beliefs, the patterns that are no longer serving you, so that you can create new patterns, really embrace them, and move forward with more power, more confidence, more inner peace, and more ease.
Wow, love that. And what was the round thing that you were showing? Because you were showing it, but people, when they're listening, can't see it.
So this is an Antakarana. It's an ancient healing symbol. You can use it. So it looks almost like a cube.
Into
a piece of wood, and it has a circular boundary around it. Yes. So this is an ancient healing tool that's used, been used for thousands of years in Eastern, like Indian, Hindu religions. And so it really acts as a portal almost. And so you can even use it for meditation. If you just place the Antakarana flat on a surface in front of you while you're meditating and softly gaze at it, it helps you connect with your higher self.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really interesting. So I've never seen one of those. So yeah, I had to pull you back there and sort of see what it looked like.
Yeah. So the way that it works when I use it for crystal healing is I put a crystal ball in the center of it with the person's either picture or their name and what it is that they're working to let go of. And then I pick six crystals that I place on the points around the Antakarana. Yeah. And then I also place like a master crystal over here. And then I use a mantra to activate it. And so it will stay active for about 24 hours. And so then I just restate the mantras and then it will keep reactivating. So I can keep it active for as long as needed. But generally I do it for like 3 days.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that I haven't seen that one before. Wow. Yeah. You learn something every day, don't you? Well, we're just about getting short of time now. Kim, is there any last things you want to share with us?
Yeah. So I would say if you're looking to use crystals and you're not really sure where to start or it feels kind of overwhelming, don't really stress too much about doing it wrong. Just pick a crystal and start. So just go to the crystal shop and pick the crystal that looks beautiful to you and just start with it there. And really, that's all that is needed. So don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate it. And because there's such a magical, beautiful tool and thing to connect with. So it would be a shame to miss out on that because of overthinking or fear of doing it incorrectly.
Yeah, just start. Yeah, I love that. Just start. And I think that's what you did and that's what I did. You're just got to start somewhere. Yeah. And that's what starts your healing journey. So that's perfect. Thank you so much for being on the show, Kim. That was great.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a joy talking with you.
I know, I love it. That's so cool. I want to hear about your barn later on too once we finish and what the bats are doing, because Kim's turning her barn into a beautiful healing space where she's going to do yoga and all different sorts of things. And the other thing I need to do, Kim, is while I'm on here talking to you, I actually want to do a round America trip and I want to connect with all the people on the guest that I've had as guests. I want to connect with you in your own place and see if we can hold a workshop together in your own area and own space. So that's sort of my goal. I want to get the RV and travel around the state. But, we need to get that out there. But, that's the other thing. So I will be coming to visit you. But I've got to find out where everybody lives properly because I have no idea.
But I'm close to Philadelphia, so I'm not far from Philadelphia.
Okay, Philadelphia, right. Well, we're going to do this. I'm going to give myself a big map. I'm going to put people's names all over America that I know that I've had as guests, and then I can connect with you and sort of go, okay, this is what we're going to do.
Oh my gosh, I would love it. Yeah. Come.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. Thank you so much for being on the show. I better close it up before we run out of time. Thanks, Kim. I need to do solo layout, this one. That was great. Jump onto Kim's website. You're going to really enjoy it. But I had a quick look before we had the talk, and those little virtual workshops look fantastic. A great way to get you started. And even if you've already started buying a few crystals, this is going to help you really hone in and get the most out of them. So jump on the website. Now, the other thing I need to do is let you know that ask you to subscribe, like, share the podcast. We had our biggest download the other week. We had 200 in one day, over 200 actually. So it's really getting out there. It's really exciting. And what else have I got to tell you? If you want a flower reading, you can jump on my website too. So theartofintuition.com.au, an Australian website, and we can organise a flower reading for you. But that's me for this week. Look forward to next week's, and I will catch you soon. So bye for now. Hang on, I've got to press the right buttons. Bye for now.